Idiopathy by Sam Byers. Narrated by Melody Grove. Comparatively recently, during a family function about which Catherine's mother had used the term three-line whip, but which Catherine's sister had nevertheless somehow avoided, Catherine's mother had shown a table of attendant relatives the photographs she kept in her purse. The relatives were largely of the aged kind, and their reliable delight in photos was a phenomenon Catherine had long been at a loss to understand. As far as she was concerned, 90% of photographs and relatives looked the same. One grinning child was much like the next, one wedding was indistinguishable from another, and given that the majority of her family tended to holiday in depressingly predictable places, the resultant snaps of their trips abroad were fairly uniform too. So, while the other relatives, Aunt Joan and Uncle Dick and their oddly wraith-like daughter Isabel, plus two or three generic wrinklies who Catherine dimly remembered but with whom she had little interest in getting reacquainted, cooed and hummed at the photos the way one might at a particularly appetizing and well-arranged dessert, Catherine remained quiet and shuttled her eyes, as she so often did on these occasions, between the face of her mother and that of her watch, neither of which offered any reassurance that the event would soon be over. Catherine's mother's purse, unlike the hands that held it, was smooth and new, recently purchased, Catherine happened to know, at Liberty, where Catherine's mother regularly stepped outside her means. "What a lovely purse," said some removed cousin or other, clearly aware that any accessory Catherine's mother produced in public had to elicit at least one compliment or else find itself summarily relegated to one of the sacks of abandoned acquisitions that she deposited with alarming regularity at the local charity shop. It struck Catherine that if the relatives had only shown a similar...